AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The FBI's released surveillance images from Nancy Guthrie's Arizona home. Julie Walker reports they show
a person on her porch wearing a full head mask, jacket, backpack, and gloves the night she went missing. Authorities have not identified any suspects or persons of interest. FBI Director Kash Patel says the images show an armed individual appearing to have tampered with the camera at Nancy Guthrie's front door the morning of her disappearance. On Monday, Savannah Guthrie took to Instagram to plead for the public's help.
We are at an hour of desperation, and we need your help.
The 84-year-old was last seen January 31st when a family member dropped her at home. I'm Julie Walker.
An affidavit unsealed today says the FBI search of the election sub in Georgia's Fulton County is part of an investigation into possible deficiencies or defects in the vote count in the 2020 election that President Trump lost. The allegations are largely based on claims long made by Trump supporters. Audits, state officials, courts, and Trump's own former attorney general have rejected there was widespread fraud that could have altered the 2020 outcome. And Ed Donahue reports the heads of agencies enforcing President Trump's immigration agenda testified on Capitol Hill.
Lawmakers want answers after two people were shot and killed in Minneapolis by government officers. California Democrat Eric Swalwell questioned Todd Lyons, the acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE.
How many ICE agents have been fired for their conduct under your leadership?
Sir, I can get you that data. I'll get that back to you.
Is it more than one?
I'm not going to speak about personnel actions, but I'll get you that data.
Can you tell us if at least, God, I hope at least one person has been fired for their conduct?
The Trump administration says activists and protesters opposed to its operations are the ones ratcheting up attacks on their officers, not the other way around. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks drifted to a mixed finish on Wall Street after flirting with record highs. The S&P 500 fell 0.3%. The index briefly rose above the all-time high it set a few weeks ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 52 points, or 0.1%, to its record. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.6%. Treasury yields moved lower in the bond market following a report on retail sales for December that came in weaker than expected. That helped raise hopes that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates later this year to help support the economy. Seth Sutel, New York.
And the Trump administration's revoking a scientific finding that served as a central basis for U.S. action on climate change. The EPA will issue a final rule Thursday rescinding the 2009 endangerment finding that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases endanger public health. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.